Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does chief revenue officer translate to guy who has to come up with the money to pay for all this?
I guess you could probably say that. Also the guy who tries to keep up with this basketball team.
Yeah. So let's talk about the change here, the seat licenses. How did all of that, how does all of that work in terms of putting together the revenue stream within the building?
So I think a lot of it starts with the basketball team. You know, at the end of the day, we have a great team, great season ticket base. Totally privately financed arena. So first privately financed arena in the modern era of professional sports. So you got to find ways to finance that. And we're lucky to have a really a loyal season ticket base. And so they were able to purchase memberships, which then gives them the ability to purchase season tickets every year and gives them a lot of other amenities. As you know, we're not just the Warriors anymore, right? We're a sports and entertainment company that happens to have a pretty good basketball team as the centerpiece. So as part of that membership, people actually have access now to buy concert tickets, tickets for other events ahead of the general public. So I think our ticket holders have actually embraced being members and having those additional benefits that they're not used to back in our old arena.
What percentage of the season ticket base from Oracle is coming back?
I'm glad you asked. So we've been really happy. In typical buildings in these situations, we've done a lot of research. You usually see about 55% of your season ticket holders come with you. We were right around 70%. So the vast majority of our ticket holders from Oracle Arena will be with us this year and beyond at Chase Center.
And you look at a place like this, you hear the $1.4 billion price tag, you know the price of everything. People are saying, okay, how does the little guy or the family afford to be part of this?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, too. So one of the things from the start, and to be clear, we have great suites and great premium areas at Chase Center, for sure. But one of our mantras from the start has been, we want to make sure whether you're sitting on the floor or in the last row of the building, that you have a great experience. So as you walk around, one of my favorite areas of the building, and this will change as we start to see people interact with it, but the upper concourse is unbelievable. So you've got views to the water from one side, you got views to the plaza from the other side, you have bake sale Betty's, you've got hot dog Bills, you got tacos, you got great food. One of the things we always heard from fans is, if I don't have a club seat, where do I go to get a drink? Where can I sit and eat? You can do that on the upper concourse. And then if you take a couple stairs up from the upper concourse, you have Modelo Cantina, which is an awesome premium space. Reservations for dinner pregame. It's a nice like sit-down buffet, which isn't available at Oracle or in most arenas for people that don't have a club seat. And then throughout the game, that's a bar area where you can get food. Actually has views down to the court from the club. So that's what we've really tried to do, is said, okay, let's have opportunities for all fans, whether they're in a premium seat or not, to have a great experience beyond just the basketball.
So how many of the seats in this 18,000-ish seat arena are completely locked up with a season ticket plan?
So that you guys are asking all the right questions.
That's what we do for a living.
That's right. So it's important because we have the huge wait list. You probably heard we have 41,000 people on our season ticket wait list. So you could have sold the whole building through memberships, through season tickets. We didn't want to do that. So we kept about a third of the building that'll be available on a game-by-game basis, either game-by-game or group tickets or partial plans. We just wanted to create more accessibility for more people.
The question of how you keep it going, right? I mean, the Warriors are great right now, and they've been not great in the past, not under the current ownership so much, but, these things can be cyclical. How do you keep something like this going if a couple of bad injuries occur, a bad draft occurs, and suddenly this is an average basketball team and not a championship contender every year?
I'm glad you're asking me instead of Joe Lacob.
Yes.
Because if you ask Joe, he would tell you, what do you mean it's cyclical? We're always going to be this good. And by the way, he is serious.
I know he is.
And I think that's part of this, by the way. I think our fans, when you look at demand and why people want to go to games, it's team performance, but it's also direction of the team. So I think people believe in our ownership and our management to say, even if we have a year where we're not as good, that we're going to be good again. So that's part of it. But more applicable to what we do on the business side of the organization is, we don't take for granted what we've got. Like, you may have teams in other sports or other companies that say, oh, we're fine, everything's good. We want to build that equity with our fans and make sure we're investing and doing the right things so that we build relationships relationships and people feel like they're really a part of what we're doing, whether that's corporate partners or people that have suites or ticket holders or just all of our fans. We internally talk about a team moniker for our values, and the M stands for modesty, humility. And so that's important to us. Like, we know we're good now. I've been with the Warriors for 17 years as of yesterday.
So you've been through some tough times.
Yeah, you were here for the Cohan years.
That's right. So my first 9 years here was the end of an 18-year span where we made the playoffs once. And so those of us that have been here, I think, have that perspective to know it can be like that. We may not always, as you said, be as good as we are now, despite Joe Lacob's what Joe Lacob will tell you. So that is an important piece.
Better.